This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The Southeast Alaska Gay and Lesbian Alliance, or SEGLA, works to provide a supporting social network for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer people in Southeast Alaska, and also zombies. Here to tell us more are Julia Shostak and Abby Spofford. Hello, Julia and Abby.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much for being. Hi. Thanks for being here today. You're here to talk about the upcoming Zombie Walk, a longstanding tradition, I would say, around here in Juneau. But first, let's talk about SEGLA. Julia, you're a board member. Could you please tell us what's the status of the organization right now?
Yeah, so it's our Southeast Alaska LGBTQ plus alliance. We were in the 80s as a group to promote continued acceptance and with the public for LGBTQ plus individuals, actually a functioning 503 corporation board now. And we just actually launched our new website. It's asegla.org, S-E-A-G-L-A.org. Our board that's working to put on events. We host a lot of events during Pride Month. With COVID, things have changed a lot. And so we thought hosting the Zombie Walk this year would be a COVID safe way to get the community together.
Definitely. And Abby, you're a volunteer. What's important to you about supporting an organization like SEGLA?
I think just having more hands on deck to help everyone feel included and help run events and step up where I can. Julia's on the board and I often get volunteered for things, which is exactly my role. So I like to help out where I can. If there's anything that, you know, no one feels comfortable taking on, I'm usually that person that kind of steps in and helps with some of those things.
Wow. Very important role. Very big job. Well, coming up this weekend, Saturday, SEGLA is sponsoring a zombie walk. Now, have either of you ever participated in a zombie walk before? Julia, let's start with you.
I have not, but I am very excited.
And how about you, Abby?
No, I haven't either. But I have dressed up as a zombie before on occasion. So I'm pretty excited.
What inspired you to organize the zombie walk? Abby, let's start with you this time.
Yeah, I'm just kind of stepping in to help. I know the board has been really excited about doing this just to kind of get us back out and hosting events. It's been a little bit of time. We were able to do some stuff during Pride, and then kind of with fluctuating COVID, we've been having great ideas and then they kind of get squashed for the time being. So this one I'm really excited about because it's outside. It's, you know, open to everybody and visible to the community because we'll be walking through town. And it's just a great time of year to celebrate brains.
Julia, what about you? What inspired SEGLA? What was your role in helping to craft this idea for the zombie walk?
Yeah, I mean, I think Abby hit the nail on the head. We've just been really wanting to get back into hosting events the past couple of years now, which is weird to say, with COVID have been difficult. And I think back together as the community, and especially in such a visible way, is so fun. And we walk, anybody can come however they like. And like Abby said, we're motivated by brains. So
that's great. Well, what do we need to know if we want to attend?
Yeah, so the event will start at 7 o'clock in the Marine Park Pavilion. We'll be taking a short walk kind of up South Seward and then down North Franklin to make a little bit of a loop back to the park. Everybody's invited. A reminder, though, that scary costumes are not always best for young children and pets, but if you have children who love scary things, they are more than welcome. The event will be happening rain or shine, so if that ruins your makeup, bring an umbrella, unless there's some crazy big weather events, which just cross our fingers. Like I said, everybody's welcome. We're going to have some fun and to celebrate the Halloween holiday season.
Hashtag SEAGLA Zombie Walk is what you're using for photos posted on social media and for a costume contest, I understand. Abby, what in your opinion are the classic elements of a good zombie costume?
Ooh, blood, ripped clothing, and like some makeup that's really heavy under your eyes to make it look like you've been a zombie for a long time. I think those are pretty key elements.
What about you, Julia? What do you think?
Yeah, I'd add in decaying flesh if you've got some. I would say probably people don't smell good, but I would prefer if people didn't smell bad for the sake of this walk. But yeah, I would agree.
Well, it sounds like a ton of... Way. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. I hope that people get into it. I saw your loop on the map on the website. It's going to be great. Even if it is raining, you'll be able to kind of duck under some awnings and things like that. It really does go through the heart of downtown. It's a nice, easy loop. So it'll be super fun, even if you're in like a crazy costume. So well done, you two. I love the idea of this. I also love the idea of the social media element, the hashtag, the costume contest. You can find out more at akseagla.org, akseagla.org. Anything else you want to share while we're talking today before we say goodbye?
I just wanted to do a quick plug. We're going to be having our annual board meeting coming up this next month. And we haven't picked a date yet, so stay tuned on our Facebook and other social media, as well as the website. And we currently have a spot open on the board. So if you are interested in joining the CEGLA board or have questions about what it entails, please feel free to contact us either through social media or our website, or by emailing akseagla@gmail.com.
Sounds great. Abby, any last words from you?
Yeah, the hashtag CEGLA Zombie Walk, you know, we've got prizes. So even if you're at home and don't feel like getting out and pretending to be a zombie, you can totally go there, peruse the photos, like what you want. And the photo with the most likes and reactions after a week gets a prize. So
that is very cool. Thank you for sharing the rules of the costume contest. And thank you both for coming on the show today, and good luck with the zombie walk.
Thank you.
Thank you.